Will everybody in the chamber, as well as those in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by the Senator from Stone, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Bow your heads, please. Almighty God, we acknowledge that we need your help on this and every day. When we are tempted to serve ourselves before others, please remind us of your example. When we resist showing grace to those we find difficult, please remind us of the grace we've been shown. When haunted by the failures of our past, please remind us of your love. In everything, please remind us that the longest of days on this earth are fleeting in comparison to eternity. May we walk humbly, do justly, and love mercy. May not just our words, but also our lives express with the psalmist, "Blessed be the Lord forevermore." Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searboy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Quorum is established. Missouri Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular
Senator
session.
Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator Platt, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator Platt renews his motion the reading of journal be dispensed with and approved as though being have fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and you have approved the journal. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I ask you to recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1534, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to senators are correct. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 1572, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 905, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lukemeyer, Chair.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate Bill's formal calendar and ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate Bill's on the formal calendar. Up first on that calendar would be Senate Bill 1576, Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 1576 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Callaway moves that Senate Bill number 1576 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of those opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 1576 be third read and finally passed.
Senator, do you care to proceed with your explanation?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, this is the Ireland-Missouri Trade Commission bill. This will cost the state nothing, but enhances our relationship with Ireland and the trade relationship that continues to grow, especially over the last 10 years. Glad to take any questions.
Yes. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator McCalloway, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator McCalloway renews his motion that Senate Bill number 1576 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 1576, an act relating to a commission for the study of trade with Ireland. Senators Bean,
aye.
Beck,
here. Yes.
Burnsketter,
aye.
Black,
aye.
Bratton,
aye.
Brown 16,
aye.
Brown 26,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Carter, Searpoy,
aye.
Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
By your vote of 32 ayes and 0 noes, the bill having received a constant majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that tallying and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, March 30th at 4 p.m. Go Cardinals.
You have heard the motion by Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, March 30th at 4 p.m.